Nestled in a canyon near Grass Valley in the Sierra Nevada foothills is the South Yuba River State Park. It's been described as a string of pearls, 9 disconnected parcels of land along a 20-mile stretch of river. Clear emerald-colored pools lie along the river, enticing swimmers.
This is stunning.
That's Miriam Lamove, a park volunteer, visitor, and member of the South Yuba River Citizens League.
This river is glorious, gorgeous. It's a gem. And it doesn't matter who you are in this community, what political affiliation you have, you love this river.
The South Yuba River Citizens League, or CIRCLE, helped save the river from several proposed dams in the early 1980s. And the group was instrumental in saving the park from closing this year. Executive Director Caleb Dardick says when the group heard about the state's plan to close this park, members moved quickly.
We needed to make a long and a loud sound in Sacramento to draw attention to this park. Otherwise, these remote rural parks would have easily been cut.
So CIRCLE gathered more than 10,000 petition signatures in 20 days. Don Schmidt is supervising ranger for South Yuba River State Park.
I don't think a lot of the parks on the closure list put as much pressure, political pressure, on Sacramento as the folks around here did.
But it took more than political pressure. They had to come up with a revenue source. So CIRCLE and other community groups persuaded county officials to put up no parking signs on the park's main road. That forced some visitors to pay a fee to park.
Hello. It's $5, please.
Rangers now collect a $5 fee at a new kiosk and parking lot in Bridgeport. Amandala Simpson of Grass Valley has no problem paying to park for the first time.
I'm okay with having to pay if we can keep the park open, because this is a great place to come.
I don't have any problem with it. It's $5. That's a pretty cheap day. It's worth it.
That's Brian DeVert of Folsom, dropping his $5 into a new self-payment box at another new parking lot across the street. Supervising Ranger Schmidt hopes the parking fee will bring in between $60,000 and $80,000 a year. Without that revenue, the park would have a $150,000 deficit.
It'll help save the park. We still have a fairly significant shortfall that hasn't been made up in any way, shape, or form.
Many of the parks once on the closure list were saved because of operating agreements with nonprofits. Schmidt says it's a good idea, but may not work in the long run.
Most of the nonprofit groups are not cash flush. That they weren't designed to be. They were designed to raise money to put right back into the interpretation and education programs in our parks. So, they don't sit with huge balances on their books.
Caleb Dardick with CIRCLE agrees. He says in the long term, the park system is best operated by the state.
I feel like we're always at risk, and I just think it's going to take constant vigilance on our part to push back these repeated attacks to either privatize or close these state resources. These belong to the people, and the people in this community aren't going to let that happen.
South Yuba River State Park may be safe for now, but just how long its new revenues will keep the park operating is uncertain. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.